Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello.
Hello. And welcome to episode 10 of That Was Interesting, me, Craig Lambard.
Hand yeah. Crap.
And, yeah, hand clap.
That was harmonious.
That was harmonious.
I like how you didn't say with, you just went, me, Craig Lambard.
Yeah. I panicked. I just kind of did it. I just threw the intro in.
Get that shit in there.
Get it in. Well, yeah, welcome. As you can tell, that we've got a couple of idiot friends of us.
When?
You guys.
Never seen this guy in my life. Is that a guy or a girl?
I don't know anymore.
So in the room with us, we've got Matthew T. Shaw. How you doing, mate?
I am here. Hello, mate.
And Stu, how are you doing, man?
I'm all right. A bit thirsty.
Yep.
This is the time you hold us a cold one, Craig. Give us a cold one.
I want a cup of tea, though, so I want it to be hot.
Ice cold refreshment.
Anyway, so last week, we stop it. So last week, we didn't get around to actually recording an episode, and I'm sorry about that. We're all sorry, aren't we?
You know what? I'm not sorry.
Oh, all right.
Because the story that your dad told
at
the last one was stupendous.
It was good.
It was an amazing story.
What are you guys talking about?
What we're talking about?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
What do you mean, what are you talking about? instead of talking about it, we'll just show you it. Because you were too lazy to listen to your own podcast that you feature in occasionally. So...
When did it come
as
out?
As punishment. Well,
yesterday.
Tuesday. It's Tuesday. Thursday now.
Yeah, yesterday.
Where have you been, man?
Dad, leave me alone. Are you going to reenact it then?
No.
I'll play it to you. I haven't got my dad's comedy tie-in. Yeah,
I'm not reenacting that story. There's no way.
You've lost me like whiskey and stuff like that. I said, no, sorry, driving, blah, blah. You know, can't do that.
Yeah.
And as I'm going, he's like, oh, thank you, shake me hand. Oh, thank you very much. And if I'm even going to chop my hand away, I had fiver in my hand. I said, no, what are you doing? What's the matter with you? He goes, no, please take it, please. I said, why? Because what, every other bastard's left her on the wall.
You enjoyed that as much as I did. What was
it? My favourite so far. That's great.
A quality story, isn't it?
It's so good.
It's such like it's almost borderline made up story.
Yeah, it's almost unreal.
Well, this is the thing. This is the thing that me and Tiff have been discussing the last couple of days when I uploaded it. I'm pretty convinced that it's a joke.
Okay,
he's turned into a story
into his life.
Yeah, but at the same time, you've heard.
Is that why
dad.
Your mum loves it so much?
Maybe, but like
maybe that's your mum. You part Canadian.
Maybe I am.
Do you have a fiver?
I have a fiver.
Handed down generation after generation.
I do have a fiver that my dad always gave me.
No, I've got a fiver.
But no, but there's a bit that, because that story went on for a long, long, long time. And I just cut it down to the bit.
Oh, really?
Oh, what?
Yeah, it took him about an hour to actually tell that story.
Do you think that the one in the wheelchair was your mum, but instead of saying she's small and she couldn't get down from the wall, he just made her disabled? Just so he wouldn't have to say that he had sex with your mum.
Because you don't know about that, do you?
No.
Don't know about what?
Well, exactly.
Oh, okay.
I don't, yeah.
You've made it weird. Because now I'm thinking it could be my mum that happened to.
Yeah.
But, wow.
Think about it. No. None of them had names.
No.
Yeah.
They were Canadian.
Who's this Spider fella?
Spider is my dad's best mate when they were growing up.
Can he verify who it was?
Oh.
Because we could do some detective work.
Oh, that's an idea. I should get in contact with him.
Some sort of Maybe he's just spinning some sort of web of lies. Is our spider?
Yeah, that's how he got the name Spider.
Oh, yep.
Why don't we have good names like that?
We do. What I'm Melodramatic Matt. You're Racist Craig, aren't you, Craig?
Yeah.
And Stu is.
I wasn't here for that episode.
Our Puerto Rican immigrant.
All right.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I had no idea. Thanks.
Well, anyway, I think it's about time we play a game.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I always forget about the games.
I know. You know what? It's funny you should say that, because I forgot about the game as well.
Oh, sweet.
So what I've done...
He's remembered about the game.
Is I remembered about the game, and I thought of one.
It's going to replay a previous episode's game.
So what we're going to do is play all the games that we've ever played. No.
Okay.
No, in one.
We ain't got time. I think that sounds like something I need to start
That's
working
out. That's a challenge,
out.
Yeah.
I'm going to turn all the games into one game. Like, and it's like I'll turn all the games we've played so far into like a version of Crystal Maze.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Crystal Meth.
And we'll play it one episode.
And then we'll smoke it.
That was interesting, Maze.
Perfect title.
Mm-hmm. Catchy.
So what I've got is a game that I bought at Charity Shop the other day.
Nice.
Oh, chess.
It's not chess.
Oh, it's a donation leaflet. Very nice.
It's called Absolute Balderdash.
Yes.
I was going to say Badlandish, but it's not that. It's
Absolute Badlandish.
It comes with a board and stuff like that, but I've not actually even read the instructions yet, so I don't know how you play it. So I'm basically going to make it up as we go along.
Oh, that sounds great.
This is a box of what only I can guess is going to be cards. Oh, it is.
oh, it's spiders.
On the cards, hopefully it's questions.
Well, it says on the thing you need to... It's a bluffing game.
Is it?
Well, it says on the box, I can see it from here.
Where does it say that?
Behind you.
Left slightly.
Bluffing game, right in the middle underneath.
Not that box, the other box.
He's looking at a box
Craig
of cornflakes.
Craig spent so long looking at the tiny, tiny print. And then there's a big old sign saying bluffing game. That's going on Acast now.
Maybe there's different versions of this game that we can play, because there's lots of instructions.
Do the word, and then we'll put some word in.
Okay, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the first one is a hairnet. So what's another word for a hairnet?
What does it say on the other side of this card?
Sure this well, I can't
you
tell you.
Are you sure
no,
this
but
is
surely
how you...
this is surely we have to guess hairnet.
No, because there's different versions of this game.
Okay.
The one that we're going to play is I read out a question.
Yeah.
And you need to come up with an answer. So the man who invented the vacuum cleaner was... You need to say a name.
Okay.
Donald Trump.
Yeah. Oh, that's interesting.
Okay.
Get it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
So let's try it one more time without you really look okay. Like I don't know what I'm doing.
All right.
I don't know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
So what are you doing for everybody?
So you read out hairnet, and then we have to say another name for hairnet, or we
yeah.
have to say...
So for example, broom. Oh, shit, I just said what's on the cart. No, I didn't.
So we might give like a regional name. Like a colloquial name or some shit. Is this correct? Another name for a hairnet.
What? Yeah, but surely it has to be name something that is...
Let me pull another one because I want to use hairnet because it's funny. So this one is a type of toad with a yellow line down its back that, unlike other toads, runs instead of hops.
Okay.
So you would come up with a name for that toad.
Okay.
But the one I've got on the card is Natterjack.
Okay. That's the real one.
Yes,
and we have to guess which one. And then, oh yeah, I forgot we were pulling it all together. Cool. All right then.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That's actually quite a good one.
Yeah. I learned something from that.
So, what I'm looking for is another word for a hairnet.
Cool.
Okay.
Right. I've pressed send. On
oh, wait, I can't. You have to do it at the same time as me.
Oh.
Because now I can't type in.
Why don't you type on mine?
But then I'll see what you've
see
written.
Yours.
Okay, let's do another one then.
Jesus.
I'll come up with another name. We
come
know
up
that
with another
was,
name.
Wait, so are you going to delete it?
Oh, I could delete it, yeah.
Can
will I still see it? Yeah. I don't want to look down.
No, I don't think you will. Look down.
Yeah, it's there.
Okay, I'll just come there. Up with a new one.
Come up with a new one?
Yeah.
Type it in, and then both of you, when you're ready, hit send.
Well, then but now I know that he's said that. I'm gonna know. I'm gonna know what's the bullshit one
Let's
and what's the real
one. Trial.
I know mine.
Okay.
Isn't.
Let's just do it.
Okay. I was actually going to say something really similar to this.
Right. Have you done yours?
All right.
Do you want to know why I'm laughing so much?
Are they exactly the same?
They're exactly the same.
Yes! Woo! It's a trick question then.
So, what I was looking for was another word for a hairnet. You both said hairnet. What I was looking for
was headbag.
Was a snood.
A snood?
That's a northern thing. Wait, snood?
Yeah, S-N-O-O-D.
A snood.
Snood. All right, snood. Isn't that what Swedish people put in their gums? The little tobacco bags.
I don't know. All I know is I call it a hairnet.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got the same one. That was serendipitous.
Yes. So the next one, what is otter dung really called?
What, like an otter's
otter?
Otter's shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay. Right.
One, two, three.
So, I'm going to read all three out and you decide which is the bullshit.
Okay.
Or which is the real one.
Or the otter shit, as it may be.
So, the first one is hose meld.
What? Hose meld?
Horse spell? Meld. Spelling?
H-O... R-S-E-M-E-L-D.
Doesn't that spell horse?
Yes, I realise that now. Horse meld.
Well, that's surely the real one.
Sprints.
What?
Sprites.
Sprites.
Sprite.
S-P-R-A-I-N-T-S.
Sprints.
Sprints, that's what I'm saying.
Well, it's not what we're hearing.
The last one is otter dung or a pair of scissors.
All right, so...
So which is the... What's
I'm
going to
go ahead and I'd say it's sprint.
Okay.
Well, yeah, I'm going to go pair of scissors. They sprint.
Yeah, but then doesn't this give the game away because there's only two of us?
Definitely, but...
So let's be fair, this game's not working in the slightest. It's the worst thing we've ever done and it's not really a game. I'm just picking up some cards out of a game and pretending it's a game and it's not a game. It's just me saying a word and not being able to read it. And then it not being funny.
And then saying game a lot as well.
And saying game a lot. Game.
Game.
Matt, which one is it?
I'm going to go sprints.
It's actually horse mouth.
Oh. Did you come up with sprints?
It was a trick. And so I said sprint.
Well, I feel like a fucking asshole.
But you do now because it's actually sprints.
I don't like these people.
I've got a good game.
All right.
We could read out.
I haven't.
So, Craig.
Yes.
As this game, Balderdash, which I'm sure... It's a popular game, I think.
I hope so.
I've heard of it. It's probably a lot of people's childhood game. But it's got a lot of
they're probably
pre-filled out...
their podcast at the moment.
It's got pre-filled out bits of paper with answers on them.
Yeah.
And there's a lot of them. We should read out some of these.
Okay.
It's not really a game, which is reading.
Okay. We'll try and work out what the answer should have been.
Yeah.
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 Or what the question was. I mean, some of them say the question.
I think a lot of these are names and then...
Someone has put, for every answer of this, just like wet ones. So they put Hollywood Drive... whilst engaging in wet ones. And then there's been other ones which I've seen on here which are just... They just say wet ones for every answer. It's like someone's dad.
I've got one here is... the question is Dallas, Texas. And the answer is fake gold jewellery to wear outside in case the royalty sees you.
I've got... A photo of the current president. My name is Barack Obama, and I am the current president of the United States of America.
It gets better. Right, well, I've had enough time at the public library. On with the show.
Jim, large wet ones. On with the podcast.
So this week we've decided to have a bit of a chat and discuss some of our teachers we had when we were in school.
Fuck you, Mr. Lewis.
Well, I thought this is quite appropriate because your father mentioned about teaching, didn't he? The fact that nobody taught him how to court a disabled girl in his story.
Yeah.
So,
yeah. If he was taught the ways of doing it, maybe he would have been more successful. Instead of getting a fiver, he might have gone 20 quid.
Yes. And a new wall.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
See you next
Good
week.
One.
Bye. Do. So teachers, we've all had them, hey? How about school food? Well, fond memories, nostalgia.
Well, I've got one.
A teacher? What?
I had a teacher.
Did you?
Yeah. His name was I better change it. It was Mr. Ray.
Just say that mystery. Do you think he's going to come and get you or some shit?
No, I only said it because his real name is Mr. J.
Oh
good good cover up.
I know. Punchline. he was my DT teacher and I quite like DT and I ended up taking it for GCSE and I did a resistant materials, I think
yeah,
it was called.
Yeah, I remember.
It was basically like woodwork and whatever. We had to design something and build it, basically. And everybody was like designing boxes and key rings and mirrors and fucking shit that was
fucking
shit. And
poor other pupils.
Yeah. And they were all shit. And I decided to
make
think
a
outside
coffin.
The box. Huh?
Make a coffin.
No,
I
wasn't
made
creative
a bench.
Enough. I'm getting to the end. Of
I've heard this story before.
No, the polite way to
podcast.
Say it.
Have I said this before?
I think your mum and dad might have.
Yeah, your father and mother mentioned it.
I take it back.
I didn't have this memory at all.
Are you sure I said this?
You
I
didn't
may
say
have
it.
Said
your,
this.
I think your parents said it. Not that changed anything.
No, please go on.
Well.
Pray tell.
Basically, I made a bench.
How big was it?
It's about as big as that sofa.
I'm not sitting on a sofa.
It's a one-seater then.
What? It's a massive sofa.
What, you mean an old pile of rusty newspapers?
And breeze blocks.
And dog biscuits.
Basically, the point I was getting at is the fact that when I was cutting the wood, he used to get really annoyed because I couldn't cut the wood very straight and it would take me forever. And he came up to me once and said, like it was like one of the last few days, and he said along the lines of, "I'm glad you're leaving." And I was like, "Right." And he was like, "Because if I have to watch you cut another piece of wood, I'm going to kill myself." That's what he said to me.
R.I.P.
I had another
Mr.
teacher
Ray.
That wanted to kill themselves, actually.
Because of schooling you?
Yeah, most of them did, now Aww. I think back.
Was there any teachers that you were... Because there's always like a teacher that you got on with really well, namely the one that is your favourite subject. Then there's always a teacher that you just like hate. Everyone hates that one person.
Bastard.
I hated Mr. Uzwa.
Uzwa?
Mr. who?
He sounds exotic.
Uzwa. I think he was from Africa somewhere.
What did he sound like?
That he was from Africa.
Somewhere.
What do you mean?
Somewhere.
What, like South African?
No, not quite South African.
Then where?
I don't know. I don't know Africa very well. I know what you're trying to do.
Do the voice. Do the voice.
I'm a Bruce Willis.
Okay, let me try and do it. Because there was this one, the reason I hated him was because of this one day, this happened. Let me reenact it. I'm trying to do it in my head before I do it out loud. It's going to be Bruce Willis.
Finally.
Hey, Craig. No. Hey, Craig. Oh, that's better.
That's
hey,
good.
Craig. Why are you not understand? What? What are you on about, sir? Why are you not understand what we doing? I don't know what you mean, sir. This is my point. Why do you not understand? You stupid boy. You are a stupid, stupid, stupid boy. What do you mean? You can't call me stupid. You're a stupid, 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 stupid boy. Fuck this. I'm getting out of here. I'm leaving. And I stormed out the room.
Classic.
Yeah.
That's classic great. Stupid boy.
Yeah. On the money, though, wasn't he? That reminds me of... we had an English teacher called Mr. Lewis, who, when we were reading Shakespeare, because we were just fucking around, we all had to read parts. So, you know, somebody was Romeo, somebody was Juliet, and we had to read the parts. And we were just messing around. There was one part where I think it was, maybe this was when we were doing Macbeth. There was one part where I had to say, fetch me my rapier, boy.
Yeah.
Which is like a sword. But because I was saying rapier, everybody started laughing. So I had to carry on saying it again. And people found it funny. It got to the point where he was just like, shut up. And he was like, you are all Philistines. And everybody was like, so laughing. There was another time, which that reminded me of, where he was reading, when we were doing poems. Do you remember this poem by somebody? Can't remember.
Oh, yeah. In that anthology.
Do you know this poem, Half Cast?
Yes.
When he's like, tell me what you mean when you say half cast. Mr. Lewis read it like that. And everybody was like, why is he reading it in that voice?
Yeah.
Why doesn't he just read it in his normal voice? And he's like, tell me what you mean when you say half cast. He was like...
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Should he be saying that? And like my school was predominantly black.
Yeah.
And everybody's like, this is a bit, you know, borderline.
Yeah.
He kept at it though.
What you mean this be borderline?
What you mean when you say borderline?
I think we need to make a rule. Whenever we tell a story about the teacher, you need to do an impression of them.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
That's it now.
Absolutely.
We've started rolling with it now. Let's keep going.
Right. So, I'm just trying to think of a decent story in my life, really. One of my favourite teachers was a guy called Mr. Cross, and he was an English teacher. And he was actually quite a good teacher, but he had incredibly long nails.
Oh.
And it was, as a 14, 15-year-old boy... It was incredibly funny to see a teacher with that long of nails. And I remember, he was incredibly posh. Well, he wasn't that posh, but he would roll his tongues. He'd be, there was a girl in our class called Rachel, and she'd be, Rachel! Don't do that. Although that didn't really sound like him at all. And I just remember one time, he had a projector and a computer linked up to it, and one of our friends just went on there. And it was just, Mr. Cross has long nails. It's very succinct.
That reminds me of, like, it's, when I think about that, this was borderline cruel. But there was this one teacher, and I'm pretty sure she was, I want to say RE or geography, but I'm pretty sure those teachers normally did both.
Yeah, they're one of those, those like essentially substitutes.
Yeah,
they get passed around.
Bit of both, yeah. But her name was Miss Hughes. And she was, I'd say, extremely short, but not a dwarf.
Okay, nor a dwarf.
Not a dwarf. But yeah, she was really short, and she used to be called Little Miss Hughes.
Was there a bigger Miss Hughes?
There was actually, yeah.
Okay,
there was
makes sense.
Yeah, there was. I can't remember what she teaches, but there was another one. But yeah, she was Little Miss Hughes.
Geography or something like that.
Yeah, probably. But basically, they I wasn't present. This wasn't one of the classes that I was in. But the class, one of the classes was quite a bad one. They were like, no, they just all put all the bad ones in one class and just get rid of them.
Hopefully the room was set on fire at some point and we're done with them.
But they used to lock her in her cupboard.
Oh, God.
When she went in there to get supplies. And then other times she'd go into her cupboard and they'd get all her whiteboard pens and stick them on top of the whiteboard.
So she couldn't reach
them.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And she used to also have a booster seat in her car.
Oh, what, like a baby seat for
the
driver.
She used to sit in the back as well.
Yeah.
Imagine at lunchtime when she comes in with a little little high chair.
She scoots up.
Everyone cutting up her food for her.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much.
It's funny you say that. Mrs. Lewis, who also used to teach at our school, was the history teacher.
Mm.
And she had the cupboard in the history classroom was really small. You had to crouch to get in it. It had a low ceiling.
Yeah.
And we used to lock her in there.
God. Kids can be so
it's
cruel.
It's a standard gag, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. I think
teacher.
It just happens.
One of our... what was her name? Oh, God. That's going to be a great story. I remember it at some point. I remember one of my friends, his name was Keith, and he was walking along in the corridor, and I think he shoved one of my other friends into, her name was Mrs. Winterbourne, shoved into her, knocked her over a little bit. She got back up, thought she was okay, just had a breakdown, just completely gone.
Oh,
really?
It was just
pushed her over the edge.
Yeah, but it'd be really hard to be a teacher for high school kids.
Yeah,
because all they're going to do is just, everyone's so insecure that all they do is just lash out at everyone trying to teach somebody. It's like, oh, yeah. God. Hails no.
Hails no.
Uh-oh.
I'm trying to think. Actually, when you were talking about that one with the long nails,
mm-hmm.
it reminded me of this teacher I had, Mr. Vernon.
Oh, Vernon.
Or Vernon. I think it was Vernon.
Vernon J.
Stupid, Vernon. stupid
yeah.
boy.
Not him, no. But he had the worst breath.
Oh,
in the
teacher
world.
Breath.
Because
that's
they got that coffee,
thing.
That coffee old that teacher
coffee
breath.
And the sneaky ciggies.
Sneaky ciggies.
Great name for a TV show.
But he would be like, he'd talk to you, but he'd get really close. He was one of those guys.
Mm.
That like just got so close, and you must have known how bad his breath was because people puked in his face.
Oh,
but that never happened. But
disclaimer.
But yeah, it was just one of those people. You just got a bit close, and you just like edging away as he's talking to you. You're like, okay, yep, cool, yep, fine, yep, bye, 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 and then you just run away.
Our resistant materials teacher was like that.
Yeah,
and I'm sorry, sir, I can't remember your name. But I remember he would always wear one of those white kind of work jackets, the long ones. And I remember he doubled up, like he did one of the double up ones that anyway he had to teach. Did you have like, what do they call, like PSE? Like, we had like personal something education.
Yeah, I think so.
Where you talk about, I don't know, ethics and shit like this.
Yeah.
But that would be also covering sex education.
Yeah.
There was one
which took place in the DT room where he was doing sex education for the class. He made a dick out of wood.
Oh, yes.
He made a dick
literal
out of wood.
Wood. Out of his own wood?
His own wood. And he brought it in to show how to put on a Johnny. And he put it on and it was so weird, and it stuck in my head. I remember everybody passing around like lube.
No.
Yeah, everybody passing around lube to feel, he was like, to feel the consistency of it. And then I remember him explaining how like when a woman has an orgasm, he's like, sometimes it just gets to the point where, you know, you just can't touch it anymore.
Oh,
because
wow.
It's like painful. And then we're like, you're talking about yourself, aren't you, sir? Talking about your own wife, aren't you, sir?
It's like that that bit in Monty Python where they've got like the sex ed. I think it's in, is it Meaning of Life? You seen that bit?
No.
And there's a bit where it's John Cleese is like having sex in front of his students as a part of like sex education. And there's a bit where he says, And so what's one way that we can arouse the female? And this this kid just goes, touching her nipple clitoris. So he's like, straight for the clitoris? What about a bloody kiss? What's wrong with a kiss?
I love Monty Python.
Yeah, it's so good. I had a teacher called Mr. Blake, who was our music teacher, and he was quite like a mild-mannered kind of person, but he reminded me a bit, in hindsight, of, you know, Slender Man?
No.
The creepy ghost Slender Man. Oh, yeah. Yeah. And he always used to wear ties that were basically, well, they were given to him by his mother. We'd all be like, oh, nice tie, son. He's like, oh, thank you, my mum gave it to me for Christmas.
Are they novelty ties? Or
yeah,
they?
they're music-themed novelty ties for a music teacher to wear.
What did he have, like a piano keys? He must have had a piano keys.
They were more like treble clefs. Ooh, and things like that.
Tasteful.
French horns and such. And I remember him, he would always be like, you know, quite content, probably just doped up on Valium or whatever. And then he when he got really angry, he used to get really sweaty, and then he used to like bang his arm on the wall, but like outstretched above,
like
his
high
head
up,
and then he would just have this massive sweat patch, absolutely profusely sweaty, and you kind of couldn't take him seriously. But I remember one day I came in and he said, oh Matthew, I saw you in Norwich the other day. Everyone knows Norwich, and I was like, oh, where? And it's like, oh, near this place called, oh, what is it called? It's like the Chapelfield Mall. And I remember being there with my friends, and we would, as teenagers, have a sneaky cigarette.
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone. And I was like, oh shit. He's like, don't worry, I'm not going to tell your parents. I was like, oh shit, like he's definitely seen me having a fag. He's like, I won't tell, but you were doing this sign. And then he puts his middle finger up. And I remember swearing at one of my mates who was in there. And I was like, oh, that's fine. That's absolutely fine. I can handle that. He's like, I won't tell your parents. I was like, they won't even fucking care. That's fine. That's absolutely fine.
I remember getting caught smoking around the bike sheds, as classically, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's where do you smoke in school? Bike sheds.
In the classroom.
Yeah, in the classroom. But I remember being around there. We were smoking, like, we've got some, like, rolling tobacco from someone. And we were like trying to roll and stuff. They were absolutely hideous. But I remember these two teachers come around, and they're obviously smokers, and they come around and just kind of stopped us and just kind of basically just slapped us on the wrist a bit.
Yeah.
Confiscated it and that, but didn't do a lot about it. But I remember the fact that they ended up really spent most of the time taking the piss out of how bad our rolling was.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Just like one of them was just like laughing the whole time. The other one was like, just like, what do you even call that? Like, how do you even smoke it? Like, you know, just taking the piss constantly. It was really funny.
They show you how to smoke in the end.
After school, they took us up the roads down one of the bicycle paths and taught us how to skin up.
Nice. Very nice. I had a science teacher I never, ever had for science, but all my other mates did. And I went to one of my friends back home, Lewis. He lives in a little place called Albra. Mm. And I remember one day that we were in the pub, and then this lady and her daughter comes in, and Lewis and our friend Johnny were trying to chat up her daughter.
Was she hot?
She was a good looking girl.
How old was she?
I think she's about, would have been around our age.
Which was?
We must have been about 17, 18.
Illegal.
Barely. And so they were chatting up, and then she invited them to a party that was around their house. And it's like a couple of weekends. They're like, oh, if you want to come, then you're more than welcome to. And we're like, oh, okay, well, we'll go to this party then. Went there. Turned out that it was my old science teacher's house party, and I'd never really spoken to him or anything like this. I turned up, but I know one of the guys because me and my dad were doing some welding, and then we went to nick some metal, and we were rummaging around in these bins, and the guy's farmer was like, oh, what are you doing in these bins? And we're like, oh, we just, the guy who owns it said we could grab some metal.
But well, that was a lie.
Well, it was the guy's dad who said we could do it.
So was it, it wasn't at the girl's house, was it?
It was at the girl's house because my science teacher I think it's stepdad.
Oh, yeah.
So stepdad, right?
Okay.
So we go to the party. I recognise this first guy. I was like, oh, I don't know if you recognise me, but we were rummaging around in your bins. And he's like, oh, yeah, you were pretty good at welding. Bearing in mind, he was, I think everyone was just really stoned and really drunk. I'm like, oh, okay, like, this chat isn't going anywhere. I'll go back to see my mates. And there's a lot of older people there. And I see people going upstairs as couples and then coming back down as couples, but sorting out their clothes. So as an three 18-year-old boys and a lot of older people there, we're a bit like, we're going to get offered.
You're going to get a proposition.
We're going to get a proposition.
Yeah.
And so we're like, we don't feel comfortable here. And then...
where was this young girl?
Oh, yeah. She was around.
She was there?
She was there. We went there. We had a chat to her, and I think Johnny was probably trying on with her.
Okay.
As in usual Johnny fashion. And... but she had her own group of mates, but we were more interested in just like the overall aspect of the party. Like it was a weird place. And I remember going and asking, I think because Johnny needed some Rizzlers for his cigarettes, and then I asked this lady, and then she knocked her glass off of the sofa she was sitting on, and then she just goes, you guys need to calm down. You're knocking everything over. And I was like, whoa, you knocked over that glass. And he's like, look, just, it's fine. And then she was like, then really friendly. And I was like, I can't be doing this. So it's mad. I went over back to Johnny and Lewis. And there was a little bit of a dance floor. And then I remember this old woman pinching my bum. And I turned around in usual British fashion with my hands up. Like, oh, I'm really sorry. And then she goes to put, with her body, her chest on my hands.
Yes.
And I'm like, oh, like, yeah, this is... And I can still feel... It feels like stigmata. little nipples on my hands. I'm like...
Oh. How old was she?
Oh, she must have been like 60-something.
Oh.
Yeah, she was pretty old.
She was pretty...
Pretty old. And but the best... Well, I mean, that wasn't the best part of it or anything, but I then went to walk my science teacher's dog with him, and it was really, really dark. I remember falling over at one point. I wore glasses here then, falling over, getting back to the house, getting back in my friend's car, I was driving home, being sick, waking up in the morning, and being like, where the fuck are my glasses? I have no glasses. And my parents came to pick me up, and I was like, oh, where are your glasses? Oh, well, I don't know, they're lost, but I was thinking about getting to new ones. No, we should go get your glasses. Like, nah, it's fine. I think they'll probably be lost. It's absolutely fine. No, we should go. I didn't want my parents to come, and then they're going to listen to this now anyway because they listen to the podcast, but to then go realise that I got drunk round my old science teacher's house and then lost my glasses. It was just like a weird...
Yeah,
like, I just couldn't be bothered to explain anything that went on that night. And then he was quite irate, and he was, oh, fucking bloody hell, wow, Christ, blood, wow, like all that night. And then went to see him in the morning. I thought he may have calmed down a little bit.
Yeah.
Still like that. He's like, oh, fucking hell, you've lost your glasses. Shit, fucking hell, wow, okay. Right, and then he's like, well, I was walking the dog earlier, and I remember you falling in some mud. And then my glasses, he gives me my glasses. They're just covered in mud still. not even washed off. So, oh, here's your glasses. And that's the last time that I saw him. And that was, it was a great night. My friend Johnny was eating potpourri because he thought they were crisps. These crisps are lovely, Matt. They're so nice.
That's a great story.
That is really good. It reminded me of one thing that I did once.
Watch Blue Velvet.
Blue Velvet. It's house party related, actually. It was a friend's house, and it was a massive, like, he used to always have parties there, always, always. When his parents went away, it was just like everybody in town came round. It was mental parties. And I remember, like, his older sister ended up having to kick everybody out because police kept coming and, like, telling us to shut it down. She started kicking loads of people out. I remember at one point, whilst people were starting to leave and getting kicked out, I was leaning against the wall and slipped and grabbed onto the curtains and pulled the whole curtain rail off the wall. I was like, fuck, oh, fuck. And I started, like, picking it up and trying to put it back up. And his sister come in and was kind of like, she was like, what are you doing? I was like, somebody's pulled the curtains down. I'm trying to fix them for you before I leave. And she's like, well, nice. Well done. Like,
how kind.
I put them back up and she let me sleep on the sofa.
Oh, really?
Instead of going.
And you're like, oh.
I was like, yay, curtains.
Yeah. Blagged my way out of that one again. Yeah. You woke up and then they were in the curtains.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh, shit.
Trashed the rest of the room. Yeah. What's going on here, Craig? Oh, yeah. Somebody did it.
My
punchline.
The guy who, his house it was, he used to have a habit of breaking ovens.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think you've heard this.
Well,
from
I remember you telling me this story, yeah.
Yeah, like he'd always end up breaking people's ovens, whether it be slightly or completely. There's only two occasions that I actually remember being there. And there's this one time he was, I can't remember if he was wrestling with someone or they were just pushing each other. I think there was probably wrestling. And he threw someone across someone else's kitchen into the oven and smashed the door. And it was a brand new oven. And then another time he was around Tiff's house and he leant up against her mum and dad's brand new oven by, I think, about 4 days and broke all the knobs off of it.
What the fuck?
It's the same guy that headbutts people when he meets them.
Yeah. Like, he's not as bad as it sounds. Like, he was one of my best friends of all time. Like, he's an amazing guy. But, like, as soon as he starts drinking, he turns into the most crazy, insane person you've ever met.
Yeah.
And, like he just punches. Like, people call him Punchy John. Cause, yeah, because he just...
Great nickname.
Like, because, like, we'll be in a pub right, or,
Punchy
like...
Punchy John?
When we're drinking out of his house and stuff, and he'll just fucking deck you in the arm. Like, really hard. Not even just, like, one of those kind of, hey, and just a slight punch. He'd punch you as hard as he physically could, so it hurt you.
You've still got an imprint.
Yeah, like, that's why my arm's all broken.
Good old Punchy John. Yeah. Punchy John's a great nickname because it's straight to the point of what it is. There's no frills.
Why do you call him Punchy? Yeah. Yeah. You wouldn't say, oh, why do you call him Punchy John?
You'd stand out of reach, at least.
Yeah.
Oh, because he punches people.
Nutty John, Kitchen Break John, B&Q It John. So he's having to fix it afterwards.
Yeah, those are some of the best parties. Okay, so I'm going to have to stop the podcast there. This podcast was so long and had so much good stuff in it that I wanted to share all of it with you. So we'll split it into two parts. So you've got this first part on Tuesday, and then Thursday you're going to get part two. So keep your eyes peeled on wherever you listen to it now, whether it be in iTunes or Acast. The second part will be coming out Thursday this week. If you listen to this late and you're like, well, which Thursday, which Tuesday, then that's your fault. Shame on you. You should be listening to it on time. But yeah, it will be coming soon. So keep your eyes peeled. There's also some really special announcements coming up very soon as well. There's a little bit of a hint to it in the end of part two of this podcast coming out Thursday. So keep listening. Thank you. And we'll see you next time. Bye-bye. One more thing I just wanted to quickly add. Sorry about the really poor quality of this bit of recording. It was done on my phone just because I didn't have time to get to a mic because this bit was quite last minute. So yeah, sorry about that. But thanks. See you later.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.